The next patient is Carol Quas. The last name is C-O-S-S. 87-year-old by female that had to go to the hospital because she couldn't get out of bed. She was extremely weak. When she got to the hospital, she was found with a hypokalemia of 2.6 milliequivalents per liter. Supplementation was given. This patient has been taking 80 milligrams of furosemide on a regular basis, and this is the first time that this occurs. However, I have noticed that the patient has been drinking more fluid than the recommended 40 ounces in 24 hours. In any event, supplementation has to be given. And I am going to discuss the increase of potassium in the diet, and written instructions were given. And I'm going to order spironolactone, 25 milligrams every day. We're going to check the potassium every 2 weeks. Following number. The patient has a CKD stage 4. The GFR has been decreasing in 25 on August the 25th of 2023. In October of 23 was 22, and in January of 21 was 19. The patient has been volume contracted. The last urine creatinine ratio was elevated. The interesting point is that the patient doesn't have any significant proteinuria. These alterations in the BUN and creatinine and the decrease in the estimated GFR are hemodynamic changes. Close monitoring will be given in terms of body weight. Today, this patient had a body weight of 116 pounds, but when she was here last, she was 124. In August of 30 of 23. The most likely situation is that this patient ideal weight is around 120 pounds. Number two, a patient has anemia related to chronic kidney disease that is treated at the Florida Cancer Center. She has an appointment this afternoon. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. The latest was with T3, T4, and TSH were with the normal limits. Following number, history of arterial hypertension, blood pressure reading today 120 over 84 is under control. Following number, the patient has a seizure disorder that is treated with the administration of zonisamide, 100 milligrams BID. Zonisamide is Z like in Zulu, O-N-I-S-A-M-I-D-E. Following number, the patient has a recent replacement of the batteries in the pacemaker. As stated in during the last visit, there is a lot of variation, not only in the way. In the way the patient eats, but in the way the patient takes the fluids, there is not a consistency, and for that reason we are running into all these alterations. We are going to keep a close monitoring this patient. We're going to reevaluate the blood every 2 weeks to make sure that the potassium is under control, and on the other hand, we're going to continue with the appointments here at the office. Next appointment will be in about 10 weeks. I invested 15 minutes reviewing the visit in the hospital and the treatment in the hospital and the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face, 25 minutes, in the documentation, 9 minutes.